this day, and us to go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. Will you join me this morning in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this morning, truly humble and grateful that you are so gracious to us to watch over each and every one of us over the night. We thank you, Lord God, that we woke up with you on our minds and in our hearts. And Father God, we thank you for the Master's morning call this morning. We pray right now, Father God, that you will clear the airways, that the speaker will come forth and give the rhema word that you have already downloaded into their spirit to give to these your people. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you for their yes. We thank you, Father God, that they were committed to creating a call in which we can enhance our believers as they start their day. We pray for those that are having health issues and challenges, dear Father God. We pray, oh God, that you would be with them in a special way. Now, Father God, we serve notice to the devil that he has no place on this call, that this call will go forth with clarity, Lord God, and that everyone on the line will be able to hear the message clearly. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness, for your loving kindness, for your mercy, and for your grace. And so we trust this call to you, Father God, to be clear in everything. We commit this to you. We ask all these things in the precious name of our Lord and Savior. Amen. TMC family, I love you, and I pray that you would have a forward focus today in this new year so that you can accomplish what God has called you to do. At this time, I will now turn the call over to the host, which I believe is Minister Brenda. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am. Minister Ada, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my dear sister. Take it away.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Ada, for greeting everyone and opening this wonderful call this morning with the love of the Lord and that powerful, powerful prayer. And I love that tag, a Forward Focus Friday. Forward Focus Friday. Praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. And I join Minister Ada in welcoming you to this Master's Call this Friday morning. I'm Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I'm so glad to have you on the call this morning. If this is your first time on the call, we are excited and so delighted to have you join us this morning, and we thank God for you. We're so grateful for this call, which started back in 2010 by two anointed and appointed women of God, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And this call, believe it or not, is about honoring and glorifying the Master. Glorifying the Master, and that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. So we encourage you to invite your family and friends and assure them that this is a wonderful way to start their day. Our call is based on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, and it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We stand firmly on our mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. If you haven't checked our website, we encourage you to do so. It is www.themasterscall.net. That is www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. And we are encouraging everyone to click on the link and give a donation to Pastor Everett Thomas, who's in Detroit, Michigan, and his ministry, which endured some severe damage last year. And no gift, believe it or not, is too small. So your gift will greatly be appreciated. Also on the site, you'll see that we're on day five. Today is day five of our corporate fast. And detailed information as well as prayer directives are given. If you have a desire to become a part of this ministry, or if you have any prayer requests or praise reports, please submit them to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will contact you. Our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, will hold a master's class starting next Wednesday. So go to her Facebook page, and it's Pecola Roberts, P-E-K-O-L-A Roberts, to get detailed information on that. Many of us are distributors with the greatest health and wellness company on this side of heaven, which significantly changes lives daily, and it is Artist International. Artist International was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. And if you never heard about this awesome, awesome company, you want to get with the person that invited you to this call or get on the morning motivational call with Platinum President, better known as the Godmother, Dorothy Cook, and a team of leaders right after this call. And it's held Monday through Fridays after this call. That number is 530-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. That's 539-598-POUND. And speaking of our Godmother, today she is celebrating her birthday. If you want to see someone who has the heart for Artists International, this is the lady, okay? She will put a smile on your face when you get around her surroundings. And we say happy birthday, Godmother, Platinum President Dorothy Cook. We love you, and we thank God for you. We thank God for allowing you to be a blessing to the masses. Now, what I'll do is turn it over to our other phenomenal co-founder, and she's better known as our Mother Eagle, and that is Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. V, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning, TMT family. Welcome, welcome. Glad to hear that tag from Minister Ada. Love you on this focus. Faithful and fruitful Friday also. And to Minister Brenda, thank you so much for hosting the call today. And to my beloved godmother who I see on the board, Dorothy Cook, happy, happy, happy birthday. We love and appreciate you and esteem you so, so much. So grateful for all that you do for our Artists International family. I have the great honor of introducing our speaker for this morning. I tell you, I say it all the time, but a lot of times we don't hear from people who will be great to speak on the call. But I got a call last week from our dear brother, Pastor Derek Allen, who asked me, could he have someone speak in his place today? And we know we love to hear from him, and we will be hearing from Pastor Allen later on this month. And he introduced me to this powerful mouthpiece with a message from the throne room of God who we will be hearing from today. Our speaker is Bishop Steve Belgrove, and his bio reads that he accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior at the age of 9 in Laventine Open Bible Church in Port of Spain, Trinidad. He preached his first sermon at 12 years of age before a crowd of approximately 500 people. He taught Sunday school at 15 years of age, and at 17 was the youngest student to be accepted into Open Bible Institute Seminary, graduating with an associate degree in pastoral theology and Christian education 4 years later. Bishop Belgrove also received an associate degree from Brooklyn Theological Seminary in Christian Counseling, studied at the Joint College of Bishops Congress with Beulah Heights University, and received a certificate. He also studied at Suprema Labor College, hope I didn't massacre that too bad, in Trinidad, West Indies, and he received certificates in Advanced Human Resource Management, Marketing, Accounting, and Auditing. He received his Bachelor's of Ministry from Ambassador College of Ministries and Theological Seminary. He is also the recipient of several other awards and certificates. Bishop Stephen Belgrove was the founder of His Majesty, is the founder of His Majesty Ministries in Trinidad and has ministered throughout the United States. He served as associate pastor and a member of staff in evangelism and special events planning at Elam International Fellowship under the leadership of the late Archbishop Wilbert S. McKinley. And upon leaving Elam with the blessings of Archbishop, he founded and began His Majesty International Incorporated, now located at 399 Rockaway Avenue, right there in Brooklyn, New York. His lovely wife, Pastor Donna Belgrove, and his children, Stephen and Carissa, are actively involved in the ministry. In 2008, as Pastor Steve Belgrove, he was appointed to the bishop designate, and after a year of testing and investigations, he was confirmed as being worthy for elevation and consecration to serve in the office of bishop in the Lord's church. Accordingly, in 2009, he was consecrated by the Council of International Charismatic Bishops of the Conference of International Charismatic Ministries under Archbishop Joseph Alexander of the New Covenant Dominion Christian Church. Now, Bishop Belgrove is an instructor and teaches various courses, including hermeneutics and Evangelistic Ministries Bible School, a bilingual school there in Brooklyn. Now, Bishop Steve Belgrove is the president and founder of Pastors Network of America with over 25 churches and growing rapidly, a network dedicated to the support and development of senior pastors, their churches, and their families. Bishop Belgrove's favorite scripture is John 15:16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye shall go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. I'm so honored that he is one of the newest members of our Artists International family, coming in under the leadership of our great man of God, Pastor Derek Allen, and we are so humbled and honored as I introduce to some and present to others our mouthpiece with a message this morning, Bishop Steve Belgrove. Welcome to the Master's Call. We are honored to have you, sir, and the floor is yours.
Well, praise the Lord. It is truly a privilege and an honor to be here and to join with the Master's Call this morning. And to Dr. Vanessa, I say thank you for this wonderful opportunity. And to my dear friend, Pastor Derek Allen, thank you also for giving me this opportunity to share the good news of Jesus. And I say my heart desire is to lift up the name of Jesus and to worship in his temple. Well, dear hearts, you heard a lot about me, so now let's talk about Jesus and the mandate that God has given to us in this year, 2015. I'd just like to share what the Lord Jesus shared upon my heart to share with his people, taking us back to the origin, the book of Genesis. So if we can, let's just pray for a moment. Heavenly Father and God, I lift you up today. I ask today that you charge my lips, that I may declare unto your people, thus saith the Lord, that your Holy Spirit will minister into the hearts of the hearers, inspiring, encouraging the hearts of your people, that we will be informed, we will be directed to go forth and fulfill the mandate, the original plan that you have for our lives. Thank you for doing it in your precious holy name. Amen and amen. I would like to turn your attention today to the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and verse 28. That's Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28, taking us back to the origin. The Bible says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Whenever you want to get the maximum out of anything, you should look at the manual and the original plan for it. Prior to the fall of man, this was God's original plan for you and I today. And as we go forward in life, now that we have given our lives to Jesus, and God is head and ruler of our life, the original plan for us is available to each and every one of us. I'd just like to encourage all the friends and the family of TMC that God's original plan is available to you. So as we break down the scripture, I'm just going to take a few minutes to go through the scripture and look at 6 points from this one scripture verse. And we will see what God intends for each and every one of us. And I trust that we will walk in God's original mandate as we take dominion in 2015. The first thing the scripture says, and God blessed them. The Lord God himself, the creator of the universe, saw you and I worthy to be blessed. And the word blessed carries even a greater significance. It speaks of boasting about us. Imagine God, the creator of heaven, boasting about you, boasting about me, boasting about all of us. The Bible also says that he blessed us, and the word blessed also speaks of congratulating, to greet, to salute. So God is proud of you. I'm saying to you today that you can stand proud knowing that you are a child of God, and God himself salutes you. He congratulates you every time you succeed in a venture. God is interested in you. I'm seeing sad faces. We go to various events, and there are children who will do a lot in their preparation for events at their schools and different events, and they would look around for their parents to be there. Some are fortunate to have their parents, but others, you'd see disappointment on their faces because their parents are not there to congratulate them or to celebrate their victories. But I'm here to let you know, we serve a God who is always and ever present to congratulate, to salute, and to bless you with every positive achievement of your very life. And he's there to encourage us, even if we fall, so that we can rise up again and face the challenges and overcome all that God has for us. The second thing the Bible goes on to say, and God said unto them, be fruitful. I want to bring to our attention, God did not say, bear fruit, but he said, be fruitful. And being fruitful carries even a greater significance. It speaks of being a prolific, high-yielding, fruit-producing person. And even as a member of Artis or as a friend of this wonderful corporation, God is looking for us to be prolific in our ventures, to be high-yielding in our efforts. And even ministering the gospel to individuals, there should be an excitement. And this is what God's original plan for us was, for us to be producing much fruit, to be effective, and to be very useful and profitable in everything that we put our hands to. This is God's plan. I am saying it again just to bear emphasis upon our hearts. This is God's plan for you and I, for us to be fruitful and to be productive in the things of God, for us to be successful, to be effective and effectual. These are all the meanings that comes from that root word of fruitful. So God's plan for you and I is for us to be fruitful in everything that we put our hands to. And that's the wonderful God we serve. God wants us to grow and to increase and to bear much fruit. The Bible says that he has given us the power to get wealth. He says that we are blessed in our going in and blessed in our coming out. So I want to encourage your heart today that God is a great and a wonderful God. And God desires for us to flourish and increase. The Bible also continues in the same verse, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. And God blessed them, number one. Number two, God said, be fruitful. Number three, God says to multiply. And to multiply means to make many or manifold, to increase in number. So what God has placed in your hand, God is able to duplicate and triplicate, and he's able to increase it. And every opportunity that God presents before you, I'm encouraging your heart today, make the best out of it. I'm encouraging you today to keep on pressing on and allow the wisdom of God to give you witty inventions. Allow the wisdom of God to take you into areas in your life whereby you will be able to produce the great and the awesome amount that God has for you, so that you and I, we all can be blessings in the kingdom of God. God wants us to increase in number by reproducing the things he has blessed us with. God wants us to excel, to enlarge our boundaries, to be greater and to exceed in everything that we put our hands to. This is the original plan of God. So I encourage your hearts today, brothers and sisters. I encourage you to continue pressing on and to hold on to the promise of God. The fourth thing the Bible teaches us, God says replenish, replenish, to fill or to build up again, maybe through some situation in your life. Things might have been lost. It might have been destroyed. It might have been affected through an unexpected situation. I heard the appeal today for the pastor and his church being damaged and in need of support. God is saying that he is the one who has given us the mandate to replenish that which was broken, that which was destroyed, that which was lost. God has given you that ability. And as we continue to focus on the things of God, we will be able to acquire the things that were lost. So God said it in the original plan for you and I, for us to replenish, to fill or make complete again, to add or to restore that supply so that we will consistently function at our maximum potential. Sometimes God will even call us just to take a rest, to pause for a moment. Hallelujah. In the book of Psalms, we often see the word Selah, pause for a moment, whereby we could just rest in the Lord. And even our physical strength could be replenished, and it would be replenished so that we will have the vigor to go on again for the kingdom. Praise the name of the Lord. I trust the word of God is ministering to your heart. Even in your time of replenishment, the Lord will inspire you and nourish your body, your mind, and your spirit so that you will be equipped to go forth and share with others, teaching others to live for Jesus and to live in their dominion mandate. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible also goes on to show us in the same verse that we ought to subdue. Subdue. Even that word carries the sense of the understanding of taken by force. Sometimes we have to get militant. We have to become determined in our heart and mind to accomplish. Sometimes we have to press against the press. Sometimes you have to push even further than natural means would require. And to do that, you draw from the anointing of the Spirit of upon your life. You draw from all the nourishment, all this vigor and the understanding and the revelation of the Word of God so that you could be successful. God said to Joshua, I have given you the city, and they had to rise up and go and take the city for the kingdom. Praise the name of the Lord. Dear hearts and brothers, God wants you to know that he loves you and he is concerned about you. And today, this is the day God wants you to walk in your dominion mandate. So I say unto you today, pull down the forces of the enemy. Stand firm for righteousness so that you will subdue anything that came up against you. Maybe it was an addiction, a weakness, a hindrance in the past. God is giving you and reminding you that you have the authority to rebuke the forces of the enemy and to walk in your victory. So after we have accomplished all the prerequisites for walking in dominion, one, knowing that you are blessed, you are celebrated, you are saluted by God himself, knowing that God has given you a mandate to be fruit producing, to be a prolific, high-yielded fruit producer, understanding that God has blessed you with the awesome responsibility to multiply and increase all the things God has for you. And remembering that God wants you to build again that which is broken, to replenish, and it takes some strength and effort to subdue, then you can do as God, that which God requires of you. You can walk in your dominion. Today, dominion is available to you. The word dominion carries the understanding of reigning and ruling, exercising the power and the authority God has given unto you. And knowing this, according to the scripture, which I will read just one more time, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Knowing this, that your dominion is right here on this earth and in this time and in this season. God loves you. God is your father. And I encourage each and everyone on this line today to walk in your dominion authority. Let God reign and rule in your life as you exercise the power, the authority, and the control over everything that rises up against you. Be a prolific fruit producer for the kingdom of God. Heavenly Father and God, I thank you today that I had this opportunity to encourage and inspire the hearts of the hearers on this PMC call. Father, you continue to inspire hearts that you, and remind us today that you have given us this awesome mandate to walk in dominion authority. Let your glory, your power, and your anointing be upon us. Bless everyone on this line that they will continue to do the good work that they are doing, touching the masses for your kingdom. Do this in a special and a precious way. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Dr. Vanessa.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Bishop Steve Belgrove, for that awesome word this morning, taking us back to our original place, having that dominion authority. Before we close, I'm going to ask you to come back and give us our benediction after these few announcements. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this awesome man of God and the word that you instilled in him to deliver to us this morning, God. We thank you, Father, that we are your people who are called by your name, And, Lord, we will hear what you have for us to do. We will accept our call and go forth and take our place as the dominion people that you have made us, O God, taking our authority back from the enemy. And we glorify you, Father God, for every individual on this call and their families, their loved ones, their communities, their cities, Lord God. We thank you for blessing and keeping them in all their ways. Father God, we lift up those that are bereaved, our bereaved families, O God. We thank you for Jackie Henderson and her family and Valerie Garcia and her family, Lord God, and Brenda Robinson and her family. We thank you for protecting them, strengthening them, and keeping them in all their ways, Father God. And even this general that left this earth last night, yesterday, Lord God, Andre Crouch and his family, Lord God, we ask that you keep his family as he went home to be with you, Father God. We thank you, Father, for him being a general and the gift that you've given him to share to the people, Lord God, that anointed gift, Lord God, for decades being a blessing to the body of Christ. And Father God, we lift up his church and we ask that you strengthen them, Lord God, strengthen his whole community, Father God, and the people around the world that so dearly love him, Lord God. We glorify you, Father, for all that you're doing. We ask that you strengthen, and we call healing to Baby Miracle, Father God. We call healing to Joni this very hour in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for Artists International, Diaz de Leon family, and all the corporate families, Lord God, the corporate family and the workers, Lord God, and all that are participants, Father God. We thank you for keeping us in all our ways, Lord God. We thank you for this man of God. We ask that you pour back into him, Bishop Steve, Lord God, and his family. Pour back into him as he delivered your message to us, O God. And, Lord, we decree and declare that this year miracles, signs, and wonders will go forth, Lord God, because we're taking our places, Lord God, as you called us to do. And we thank you, we honor, and we bless your name that it is done, and it is so in Jesus' name. And I know you want to hear the playback of this awesome message, and that call number is that you dial back in at 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And remember, you can remain on this call today because it is Friday. We will take your prayer requests and your praise reports, so stay on the line and we will do so. Afterwards, the motivational call is coming up, and it is 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. We thank you again, Minister Ada, for opening our call with the joy of the Lord. And Bishop Steve Belgrove, we thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. May God continue to bless you and yours. Will you please close us out with the benediction?
Praise the name of the Lord, and thank you for the wonderful opportunity to share the word of God to each and everyone on the prayer line. God bless you. Let's pray. And Heavenly Father and God, we say thank you for this awesome opportunity to fellowship one with each other. And may the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, remain, and abide with us now and forever. In Jesus' precious holy name, amen and amen.
Amen. Now we'll turn it over back over to our wonderful co-founder, and that's Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God, Bishop Steve Belgrove, family, and welcome into our hearts with that profound message. Thank you, thank you, thank you, man of God, and I hope you will choose to come back and minister to us again. We are so honored with the profound, simple and profound word that you have stirred in our hearts today. Thank you, thank you, thank you, man of God. Well, as always, on Fridays, we're thanking our host, Minister Brenda, and as she said, Minister Ada, for greeting us and for her hosting. This is a special time that since the creation of this call, Dr. PK and I have always felt the need to be midwives in prayer, that this call is a place to hear and to birth the prayers of the righteous. You know, things don't happen just because we want them to happen. They happen because we pray. They happen because we intercede and we stand in the gap. And we are encouraging you today to hit star 6 and then 1, and you can come in the queue. And we'd love to hear your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. We've been standing in the gap for many. As you heard Minister Brenda mention, many of you have probably been hearing it on the news now, that great general for years, Minister Andre Crouch, has gone home to be with the Lord and passed yesterday. And he was 72 years old, but his music has blessed our hearts for generations, years and years and years. And he will be missed, but praise God, his music will live on. We're definitely praying for his twin sister, Sandra, and the entire Crouch family and the body of Christ, for this truly is a general that has gone home to be with the Lord. So our prayers are with all those who love and cherish the life and the legacy of Andre Crouch. All right, our queue is filling up, and again, hit *6 and then 1, and we will be honored and happy to hear your prayer requests and praise reports on this Friday. We're going to start with our beloved, who I feel is really like an advisor to our call and has been there with us from the beginning. Love her so dearly, Platinum President Marie Preston from the north side of town. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Yeah, good morning out there, Dr. Vanessa, to all this family. I want to thank God for the word this morning, for the pastor that gave us the word. It was right on time. Listen, I want to say to you guys that, hey, my mother is doing super, super fantastic. She in rehab, and we know that the prayers of the righteous avail much when the prayer goes up, the blessings come down, and she is improving 100%. They had given her really 36 hours. They said if she make it that long, they wasn't sure. But let me tell you, y'all got to pray for us. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK and everybody that out there that was sending them prayers up. Because I'm telling you, I sit there and watch the miracle happen right in front of our face. They was really trying to make her funeral arrangements with my family. And let me tell you, my mother's in the rehab just doing good. Every day she's getting stronger. She's coming along. And I'm telling you, God has really, really been with this family during these holidays here. So that's where we was with our mother all this time. And I want y'all to say she's fit to let y'all know. Thank y'all, thank y'all, thank y'all. I love you, Dr. Vanessa. And I will get with you because this is the first of the year we're getting ready to have our prayer breakfast, and I will get with you, let you know. Thank you.
All right. Love you, love you, love you. And I am so glad to hear that praise report. I do remember so clearly when she called me, and I could just hear it in her voice. And she said, Doc, they've given us a decision that we have to have this surgery, and they don't think she'll live through it. And it was just a bad report, and they were given the family, telling them to come to the hospital with 36 hours for her to live, and that was over 2 weeks ago. And our God, awesome. So I'm so excited to hear that praise report, and we're going to continue to speak life over your mom. Good morning, Miss Jackie from Indiana in that cold weather. Good morning and welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor V and my Pastor PK and the TMC family. I call first with a praise report to, we did have the home going for terror on Saturday. It was a celebration. It wasn't a sad thing, but it was a celebration. We celebrated her life and her life in Christ while she was here on earth and the many souls that she touched in her ministry while she was here. I ask for continual prayer for her husband and her four children. It was a little heart-wrenching when the family came in to sit down. They had a closed casket, and the young baby asked, Daddy, what's in the box, not knowing it was his mom. So you keep those children lifted up in prayer. And to give Aaron strength to continue to raise those children in the way that that mother was raising those children, not only through the educational system, but bringing them up through Christ and knowing Christ as well. So you keep that family uplifted. I also have a praise report for from the funeral as well. Aaron's dad, which is the husband of Tara, Aaron's dad, OD, my cousin, was admitted into the hospital on Friday and was not able to make the funeral because of rectal bleeding, and he was bleeding very profusely. So they kept him into the hospital, but I'm here to give God praise today that when they went in and did the test and did the colonoscopy, they did find one nodule in there, but it was not cancerous, so he is fine. They said that the only thing that they contribute the bleeding to was old age. So we're going to keep him lifted in prayer. His name is O.D. Trotter, O-D-I-E. Keep him lifted in prayer. And also at the celebration, I met a really old friend of mine. And when I say old friend, it was my high school sweetheart was there, and he's a praise leader. He and his wife were there, and he wasn't doing very well, so I told him that I would put his name in prayer. He is dealing with Crohn's disease, and I am working with them with the Artist products to help bring him back to health. He's lost a considerable amount of weight and was in a considerable amount of pain. So you pray for him. His name is Greg Owens. So in TNC family, I'd like to thank you for all your prayers and all your support. It really helped at a time when we really needed it. So I thank you, I praise you, and I love you all.
We love you, too, and we've got all those prayer requests down. And thank you, thank you, thank you for calling in. All righty, we go ahead on up the East Coast to Philadelphia to Ms. Shervon. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sweetheart.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning, Master's Calls family. I want to first thank all of our speakers this week. It has truly been encouraging, the word that we've been receiving this week. And I want to ask for prayer in regards to my niece, Darcina. She did go home to be with the Lord last Saturday, and her services are going to be tomorrow. I also want to thank you all for your prayers and how to even share it with the girls, our granddaughters that live with us. And they did handle it well because I still, you know, was wondering if they still had questions or concerns. Our church is blessed to have a conference ministry. So I did take them to that during the week. And so they seem to be, you know, all right so far. Tomorrow obviously will be probably very emotional for them being there with the rest of the family. So just ask for your strength in that. Also, I want to ask for a prayer for all of us who are actually interested in trying to make the grand launch for 2015 out in Vegas. And so I just ask for the Lord to bless each and every one of us who would like to attend. You all have a blessed and Christ-centered weekend. Thank you so much. And pray for my voice, please, because it keeps going in and out, and I got to do the reading tomorrow.
All right. Pray for voice. All right. Well, some of it means how you can help it is not to talk as much, right? Amen?
Yes, amen.
I can resist. I'm sorry. We will be praying for you, woman of God. All righty. 2607. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Hey, Dr. V. It's LaShawn in Delaware. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Master's Call family? I have a praise report and a prayer request. The prayer request is for the family of Nefertari Trader, and she's been missing for about 4 months now. She was abducted in front of her home, and her son actually came to church asking for prayer for the Lord to bring his mother back home. So I'm just asking those who are friends of mine on Facebook, please share her picture. Someone knows something. She has a young son and a young daughter who's having a very hard time with this. So I'm asking that you pray for her children, pray her for her family, and a safe return. Her name is Nefertari Trader. My praise report is what's going on in Wilmington. I'm so excited that someone heard our voice. Hotel DuPont is one of the more elite hotels per se, and they opened their doors to some homeless people this week during this frigid cold weather, and that just really, really made a lot of us so happy because one of the hotels was they turned down a paid room for some homeless people to have an opportunity to not sleep under the bridge during the Christmas break. So the Hotel DuPont, they reversed the decision, allowed them to stay for free, made sure they had something to eat, and that's just a blessing. So it just shows that God can work through people, and if we just keep praying, things are going to come through. So I'm just happy to report that that happened.
Amen. All righty, we've got that prayer supporter. Thank you so much for those prayer requests. All right, we're moving out to New York, 0771. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning, artist family. This is Deborah from Brooklyn, snowy morning. Bless God to be alive and among the living, and I thank God for the word that came forward this morning. And for Marie Preston, you have just encouraged me in such a powerful way today with your testimony of your mom. I'm asking for continued prayer for my aunt. I did ask to pray for her last week. She's still in the hospital, and they're more or less telling us to go home and make arrangements. And I said, God's got it. We don't know what his time is, so I'm just trusting God. She has a very bad infection from a wound, and I just know that he's going to be able to, whatever his will is, then that's what we're going to stand and believe and trust God for the strength to continue to care for her until. So I'm just asking for continued prayer for her. Her name is Eudora. Eudora, and
sorry,
for my mom.
Eudora.
Okay. Eudora Ismay. And for my mother, who is Valda, Voulda.
Yeah, I had your mother.
And I'm asking for prayer for myself. A few months ago, I had called in and said I was having some problems with my foot. I'm still experiencing those problems, and I'm having some tests done today. I believe, God, that it was my artist products that I've been using, that if there was anything there of a severe nature that kept me, they're doing a Doppler test today to make sure, to rule out DVT, which is deep vein thrombosis, and I'm also having an MRI done. So I'm believing, God, for a good report, and whatever it is, it's treatable, and this condition here that I've been having in my leg, I can get past this. And also, as I'm in this year here with the fast, I know what my assignment is. So I'm just asking God for the right connection for coaching and mentoring for my assignment as I go through this fast here, because I don't want to be connected to the wrong person. This is the time for me to go forward and do what thus said the Lord. So I'm just believing God for the right connection for coaching and mentoring so that I can go forward and do what God has calling me to do.
All righty. We got you now, ma'am. Love
you
so much. And we will definitely be lifting your prayer request up. All right, Ms. Jackie, you back in queue?
Yes, Pastor Vanessa. I was requesting prayer for everybody else, and I actually forgot to ask prayer for myself. I am stretching myself and stepping out. I am submitting my application for leadership within my church. So I ask for prayer that that application be accepted and I do well in the leadership training.
All right, very good. The leadership training in church. All righty, we got that down. Thank you so much. All right, before we go to the Lord in prayer, are there any other prayer requests? Again, just feel free to hit star 6 and then 1, and it'll bring you into queue. This is our time for our prayer requests for our people so that we can hear and go before the Lord in prayer. Minister Ada, I see you hopped in the queue. Do you have a prayer request?
Good morning, Dr. V. Good morning, TMC family. Yes, I do have a prayer request. My mom, Jessie Brumfield in Oak Park, Illinois, is preparing to put her house up for sale after nearly 40 years. And I'm asking for prayer for
her emotional well-being. I think it's a very difficult thing to leave to position yourself where it's time. So she says she has released emotionally, but I know it's not going to be easy for her. We're praying for the right investor to come along to give her to purchase the property in a timely manner, and then all of the transition that goes along with now that she's moving, finding a new place to live for her. And so Doug and I have offered to let her come here and just chill until she figured out once the house does sell, so she's considering doing that. And so just be lifting her up. And then all is well regarding me and my husband. There are some decisions that we're continuing to stay before the Lord in prayer. And then I ask for myself that as I've been going through this fast, I have really been challenged physically. And I know it's just to get me off track or distract me, but I'm standing firm, and I'm going through trusting God to help me get through this process. So I thank God for you all. I appreciate you. Love you. Back to you, Dr. B.
All righty. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just thank you, thank you, thank you that you give us the opportunity, the privilege to pray. We lift up first our man of God. We thank you for Bishop Steve Delgrove and the concise, profound word he's spoken to our spirits. Thank you that we're good ground to receive and water that word, that it take root and bear good fruit in our lives. Bless the works of his hands. Bless his ministry, his family, his going in and his coming out. We thank Pastor Darren for bringing him to us and welcoming him into our Artist International family as well as our Master's Call family. Pour back in the virtue for all that he has poured out to us this morning. Father, we continue to celebrate with Platinum President Marie, and we thank God for your faithfulness, your hand of Jehovah Rapha that has stayed on her mother. And even as she is in rehab, I thank you for the continued favor and strength. We send the word of healing to her body, that she is our miracle in the making. We continue to lift up baby miracle, Platinum President Helen Della Hussein's granddaughter, who has defied all odds and continues to get stronger and healthier every day. Father, continue to astound the doctors and all those around. We speak strength and comfort to her daughter, Heaven's Heart. And we just thank you that miracle truly is our miracle in the making. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness as the Trotter family celebrated the homegoing of Tara this past Saturday. And we pray for her husband, Aaron. Send words of peace and comfort and strength to his heart and to those four children. Father, I thank you that you'll equip him and put around him the community of faith that will help nurture through this time and through this season. We pray for Brother Odie Trotter, who's recovering in his body, and we speak wholeness and complete health to him. And we pray for Greg Owen. Crohn's disease is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. We lift up Jackie, and we thank you that you're ordering her steps as she has applied for this leadership training. Father, thank you for the growth, for the journey, that even when she began listening to this call, she was at a place of trying to find comfort with you. And now, Father, thank you that the word has been growing and rooted in her heart, and now she's even stepping out to leadership. Use her mightily. Stir up the gifts of God inside of this, your daughter of Zion. Father, we thank you for peace and comfort for Siobhan's niece's family with her home going, and for those babies, those children. Speak comfort, and even as they're preparing to celebrate the life, I thank you that you're garrisoning your ministry angels around that entire family in the name of Jesus. We pray for those who need favor but utmost finances to make it to Las Vegas to the launch. and for all the artist distributors who have a heart to be there in Las Vegas and to be a part of this rollout. Father, you could bring in the Jehovah Jireh, the provision from the north, the south, the east, and the west, all that is needed. We lock in agreement, and we call this event successful even now. We speak in success as they're preparing, as they're organizing, as they're strategizing for all who will come. We just thank you, and we call it exceeding abundantly above in success that they can even ask or think. Father, we pray for Ms. Shervon's voice to be strong, especially as she's part of the homegoing ceremony tomorrow to read with clarity and strength. And as she rests her voice today, as she is silent before you as much as possible, I thank you that that healing process begins. We pray for Nefertiti Traynor, who's been abducted. You know where she is. You're the Holy Ghost GPS and spotter, and I just thank you that you bring her back safely. Father, exposure is disclosure, and we dispatch Michael, the archangel of war, and the warring angels to go forth in the heavenlies. Greater are your forces of spirits of fighting with us than that with the world. So I thank you that we speak of snatching her out of the jaws of the enemy and for her safe return. Father, right now, expose, uncover, reveal in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for peace in the hearts of those children and the family in the name of Jesus. We pray and thank you, because you said the heart of the ruler is in your hand. And we thank you for you touching the heart of the DuPont restaurant and restaurant for the hotel as they took in those homeless people and fed them. I just thank you in this inclement weather, you would touch the heart of many who have to share with those who do not have. So we just thank you that Christian love, koinonia community, that the hearts will be tender and pliable to reach out and help those in their time of need in the name of Jesus. And Father, we continue to pray for Deborah's mother, Volda, as she's been the caregiver for her sister, Dora, and we just pray that that infection is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. We send the word, Jehovah Rapha, healing virtue to her aunt, and peace and comfort and strength to her mother. We pray for the healing virtue in Deborah's leg and foot, and for we call it healed and proper circulation. And as she goes to the doctor, I just thank you that all comes together for good, for your glory and for Deborah's good. And even in her request for the right connections for mentoring and coaching, you have the ordained match for her. You have the person that will speak life and will speak hope and empowerment into her spirit. So order her steps for your divine connection in the name of Jesus. And Father, we lift up Ada's mother as she's preparing to put her home up for sale after 40 years. We pray for a smooth transition, for a peaceful transition in her heart. We pray for favor, for the best sale, for the best opportunity for her mother. And we just speak that all goes well in the name of Jesus. And we just continue to lift up Minister Ada and her husband, that the Sophia wisdom of God and the godly counsel that comes from you will pour into their heart for all decisions that need to be made. Now, Father, for all prayer requests, spoken and unspoken, we thank you that you, Jesus, are Lord. We continue to celebrate life as this is Dorothy Cook's birthday, that this be the best birthday ever for your daughter of Zion. Father, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, as they are striving to make this their vision, their company, a legacy and a lifestyle of health and wholeness for generations to come. We just thank you, Father, for the TMC family and for all those who give of their time, of their talents, and utmost to pray and stand in the gap and make up the hedge. As we bombard heaven for your kingdom come, your will be done, we send healing virtue to Joni there in Tampa. And we just thank you for the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We drive out anything and everything It's not like you. The blood of Jesus, you are her Surgeon General, her Jehovah Rapha, Daddy God. And we speak divine healing and optimal health in her life. And for all those, Father, who cried out to you, we thank you that you're interceding. And, Father, as we are on this consecration, this time of intercession, of praying, in 2015, through me, miracle signs and wonders shall be seen. Make us pliable, yielded, hungry vessels, hungry for your presence, hungry for your holiness, hungry to be used by you, hungry to be the mouthpiece with a message, hungry to see you do the miracle signs and wonders that settle the issue that you're King of Kings and you're Lord of Lords. Father, I thank you during this time of intercession, all things in our life will align with the destiny and purpose you've ordained. During this time of fasting and praying, every assignment, every diabolical plot, a devious plan of the enemy is severed at the root, and we send it back into the face of the enemy sevenfold. During this time of consecration, Father, make us more sensitive to your voice, to your moves, to your ways. Father, I thank you that we're growing up in you and we desire utmost to be used for you for your glory and our good. Now we seal this time of prayer, of intercession, knowing that these PAGA prayers, prayers that hit the mark, not one shall return void, but with the accuracy of the Holy Ghost, we thank you that in decree and declaring in the heavens, knowing that the manifestation is done here on earth, all is well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a blessed weekend in him, and we look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday. We love you and we appreciate you. Be blessed. Bye-bye.